She could feel the burn of his gaze on her skin, just like she always had. And it made her sick to her stomach, angry. How dare he make her feel anything? Especially now. She hardened her heart. She wouldn't do it. She couldn't do it. She owed them nothing. She'd done her time and she'd gotten the hell out. She straightened and lifted her chin.
Get someone else. You've got any number of people who can interpret for you.
Those firm lips turned down in a frown. It's more than translation. We need you on the inside. Her heart thumped.
I'm not in that business anymore.
As if she ever had been. Her stay with Alamod had not been planned. His people had grabbed her at a market in North Africa when she should have been out of their reach. They'd proven she wasn't. That none of them were. Day after day she'd thought her life was over. Day after day he'd toyed with her, poisoned her mind. Broke her. She faced Kev head on, a current of defiance growing inside her with every second. No way in hell was she letting them shatter her carefully reconstructed life. It didn't matter that Alamod had resurfaced, that she damn well wanted to nail the bastard to the wall with a rusty railroad spike. If she were a different person, a braver person, she would take this chance. She'd get close enough to kill him herself. And then, maybe, she could forget how weak she was. How needy. How malleable she'd been in his hands. She'd fought him. But not hard enough. Kev pulled the sunglasses from his face and tapped them against a muscled forearm wrapped in ink.
This is too important. It's you we need, no one else.
Lucky had to remind herself to breathe when faced with the full effect of blue eyes and silky dark hair that was much longer than army regs allowed. But Kev was a spec op soldier. And that made the rules different for him. Women, as she knew from first-hand observation, couldn't help but fling themselves in the path of Kevin MacDonald, which was precisely why she'd been determined not to do so when they'd first met a couple of years ago. There'd been something between them, some spark, but she'd never found out what it was, because as quickly as it ignited, it was gone. It still hurt, remembering the way he'd held her so close when he'd gotten her out of Alamod's compound, the way he'd seemed so intent upon her. He'd kissed her, the one and only time he'd ever done so. Even now, her lips tingled with the memory, her body ached with heat. But it had been nothing more than a beautiful lie. When she'd looked for him afterward, when she'd expected him to come to the hospital to see her, it had been Marco who came instead. And now Marco was dead, and she had no right to feel anything but grief. Yet that didn't stop her belly from churning at the sight of Kevin MacDonald. He watched her with an intensity that both unnerved and angered her. How dare he walk back into her life looking like something straight from a Hollywood movie set and calmly inform her that her world was about to be turned topsy-turvy. Again. She picked up the surfboard and started up the beach.
Go tell Mendez to reactivate me, she called over her shoulder.
If they wanted her back, they had to force her.